The Metagamers Anonymous Actual Play Series is sponsored by Lone Wolf Development, makers of Hero Lab. Find out more on their website at wolflair.com and by Plate Mail Games. Enhance your tabletop role-playing experience with ambient soundscapes and great plot hooks courtesy of Plate Mail Games at platemailgames.com. The following program may contain content not suitable for all audiences. Henry, as you slam your staff into the ground and the mist dissipates.
The world checks.
The luminescent mist recedes to the edges of a wooded grove.
This seems like this has happened before. Not another grove. Oh, God. Is there anybody else in this grove?
You sense movement in the mists. Things moving around where you can't see them.
I grab my throwing axe. Have it gently balanced in one of my hands. Either ally in the area or enemy.
After a moment, she steps around from behind the tree.
Oh, shit. Who's she?
The same she.
You've no clue.
She's about maybe 12, 13 feet from you, and she looks at you disapprovingly. At least she's dressed this time.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Why are you upset with me?
You don't belong here, Henry.
I don't belong where? Where is here?
In the Mistwood.
Why don't I belong here? What's going on?
This creature will not be allowed to take your soul for his own. I won't permit it.
That is very kind of you.
She kind of skulks forward towards you.
What creature are you speaking of?
The Nightwalker, of course.
That is very kind of you, miss. Where are my friends? Where are my allies at arms?
They are not my concern.
She gets up close, a couple feet away.
You don't understand. If their lives are in danger, then my life itself means nothing.
Your life is mine.
My life is my own.
She narrows her eyes. Her clothing starts to melt away into mist.
You have been betrayed in love, and you have come to love another. I ask a final time. Drop whatever pain, whatever feelings you have. Go to the world beyond.
Henry. I need you so.
She moves forward.
You don't need me. You lust after me. Stop this foolishness and think.
She reaches her arms up around your neck. Runs hands through your hair.
I only wish to help you.
Do you have
but
hair?
I can't help you.
Sorry.
No, because you can't find a hairbrush.
Okay, I'm going to kind of grab both of her arms and kind of try to pull them away. Gently, not like forcefully.
She tightens her grip on your neck.
Let me go.
Kiss me first.
We both know I can't do that.
Can't or won't.
Need or want.
If you won't cooperate, I'll feed you to the monster myself.
We both know you won't do that.
Oh? Cocksure, aren't we?
I don't want to hurt you and you don't want to hurt me. Please. Let me help you.
She runs a hand down your chest, reaches down and grabs your balls tight.
Oh, shit.
That's not very helpful.
Made me feel good.
That's not very helpful.
She kind of throws you to the ground, pushes you over.
See? I've been punched in the balls, grabbed, and squeezed way too many times for that to take me down.
I'd stand up.
She's nowhere to be seen.
Well, that happened.
Yep, you can still feel it.
That's a story for the lads.
Wait till I tell you about this one winch.
She thought, all?
Thought she had me by the balls.
Little did she know I didn't have any.
Ooh. She thought.
It was like a scene at a dungeon, Bixton's number three.
Like, now I have you by the balls.
Hey, Justin, so, Justin, do the janitor.
Anyways, I only wish I could help her out of whatever stupor she's in. I'm going to look around. Is there anything else around here?
You still seem to see, sense things moving in the mist, but no, nothing seems to have changed otherwise.
Well, I suppose there's nowhere but forward now. I pull out my walking stick, stamp it on the ground, and begin going forward.
Start walking, huh? Mm-hmm. All right. Protheus, you stepped into the mist, you step out of the mist. There seems to be a hollow space, a grove of some sort, down in a little grotto in the midst of the trees. There's a definite sense of vertigo as you move, find your footing right at the edge of a short kind of precipice. And the mist just around you just seems to fall visibly over the edge of it and down into the valley floor. The trees seem to move as if with a wind that each of them has its own idea what it's doing. That was fluid. I really ought to practice that.
Yeah.
The trees move as if with wind independent of that affecting any other tree. See, it doesn't work.
The fucking trees blow around, motherfucker, shit.
The trees move eerily.
Eerily, oh god.
They move as if there's a wind, but there's no.
As if each of them is feeling a different wind.
I look around and see if there's anybody else around the room.
Nobody moving. The damp kind of quality to everything almost gives you this claustrophobic feeling, like it limits what you can see. The luminescent quality of the mist is what gives the area its illumination. You make me a notice check, however. The most prolific skill in our gaming experience thus far.
Fuck yeah. Oh, good lord.
Protheus like tries base? To notice so hard.
I think there's
hard.
A bug in their software.
It's over a log.
I know, right?
I call party foul. That's the 8th.
The 8th in 2 days? Yeah.
Beyond explanation. I mean, something got messed up on their side.
I'm taking your luck and I'm going to throw into my own rolls.
The mist seems to be creeping around the valley floor, but you don't see any sign of anybody else immediately.
So I try to look around.
Are you sure his eyes don't pop out? I mean, those are double ones.
Double ones. Snake eyes. Pop.
I tried to notice so good.
After a moment, several yards to your left, Daniel stumbling out of the mist.
I forgot. What order did the people walk into the fog?
You don't necessarily... I don't know that everybody was together. Some of you were.
Because I remember I walked separate. In last.
Right, Rael
was
separate.
Scouting ahead.
He was first.
Just Rael was first, then Henry just...
But I also had the highest spirit roll, too. So.
Just for like clarification, is this really me?
Yeah.
Is it
okay.
Really me?
I'm pretty sure.
Is it really Protheus? That's the real question.
Am I able to see Protheus when I come out of this?
I don't think it's ever really been Henry.
Is he the only one that's visible?
Yeah, you see Protheus. You see what I described as far as the scene with him.
Are you sure he's not allowed to make a notice check?
Kind of looking
I walk
around
over
for, Sharia.
Lord Captain.
For the Warlock.
Where is everyone else?
Didn't you see it?
Am I there?
See what?
At the moment.
Wasn't you?
Huh?
Not at the moment.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You weren't there?
Sharia steps out of the mist between
where,
the two.
Where? I took one step through the fog and I was here.
You don't remember?
You hear talking. True.
Remember, I don't know.
Find who's talking.
If I'm supposed to remember something, I walked through the fog and it came out the other side.
Daniel and Protheus, they're right beside you. Either direction.
But nothing changed.
Step away from Protheus.
No.
I'm confident in that.
You're kind of freaking me out.
He's a bit of bad
you?
Boy.
It's good. He's frightened.
The other Protheus. I didn't say that.
He's freaked out. The other Protheus wouldn't have been shaken by such line questions.
I shake my head.
Have you seen anyone else?
No, just you.
That's fine.
Did you see it too, Daniel?
Do you remember being in a rocky basin close to a river?
With creepy Protheus? Yes, yes I do.
Kinned in with one eye?
You mean normal Protheus?
Yes.
You have to strike that one for the record.
Normal Protheus?
Re-responding to the Kinden comment.
No. Should the kingdom come? I wonder how real it was.
Probably just a trick of the mists.
There's one thing I've learned since being back in this land. There's often truth in every vision. How else do you think I led us here?
I have no idea.
Blind luck?
Come on, we have to find the others. I'll draw heart's wood.
Where'd Protheus go?
I just walked a little bit away. I'm still near him.
Okay, you draw your sword.
I'm gonna try something just because I don't know. I don't know what all this thing can do.
You blow
I'm
gonna up.
Set it on fire. See what happens.
I'm gonna while I'm holding the sword, I'm gonna see if I can sense the heart tree or the mother tree of this particular forest, if there is one.
Ooh.
See if I get any sort of indication where it might be. Since this came from the heart of the great oak or the great tree of the other forest, I don't know if they're connected.
Make a spirit check.
And I'm just gonna try to, I did something. His energy's lying to me. He's fucking lying to me. Trying to fucking leave me alone. Prepare for the horrible. That's a 6-hand.
4. There is something that you sense, but you don't think it's what you're kind of searching for in your head. There's a quality to the spirit of this wood that is decayed.
Does it seem to be radiating from one specific area? Am I getting a sense of a direction?
No.
Where the... No.
Well, not specifically, but you could say it is stronger in one direction than another, I suppose.
Okay. Then I'll head that direction.
That direction would be down into the grotto.
I'll go that way.
It's okay.
I will follow.
As will I.
Okay. We have ourselves a marching order.
Oh, God.
We has order.
Who's in front?
Don't worry. I'm going to die in 2 weeks.
Who's in middle? I'm trying to understand. Is the Mortlock and the other Mortlock sandwiching Protheus?
It's a Mortlock sandwich!
With a creamy Protheus filling.
Kendon.
Oh, God. You just had to go there, didn't you?
Kendon. Kendon, you're still kind of shouting.
I don't know!
What the...
But the fire is gone, and you're no longer in the cell. There's soft, damp, downy earth beneath your knees. You still feel a little singed. And your hair has been a little burnt at the edges.
Oh,
you're also still carrying half your shit in your hand.
I'll start putting it all back on.
You appear to be in a wooded area in the mist still.
The mist? I'll turn right around and look at the mist and go, "You bastard! Dare you!"
You get interrupted because you turn right around, take about one step, and trip right over somebody.
What'd I trip over?
It is a skeleton.
Oh, I'm sorry, mister.
Don't mind me here. I'm just laying.
You took my line.
I'm sorry. Go ahead and use it. You'll edit me out.
What the hell?
It's splayed out. Like it fell forward.
Okay.
Probably a he. It's dressed in tattered remnants of some sort of clothing, bits of a cloak.
None salvageable.
It all looks old.
I'll just look it over real quick.
Even his the sword laid out in his hand beyond him looks a little pitted and scarred. And he has what you think is the remains of a bow that's largely shriveled and the string is gone. Little bits of it hanging onto the end.
Mm-hmm.
And a quiver that has arrows in it that are very delicate. Could easily break between your fingers.
Mm. Surprised somebody hasn't made a comment about how it's definitely not Rahel.
I thought it, but I was being nice.
The skeleton has knife-like ears.
Used to it by now. Fuck you.
We gotta be a bit more upper class. I mean, if you throw them out every 2 seconds, then they're just gonna get old.
The garments. How do the garments look? They're
this coming from the governor.
Gone.
Sorry, Mike. What was that?
The garments are shed or tattered and gone, pretty much too.
Largely, they look like they were maybe a villager's clothes. Maybe in quality anyway. Hard to say.
Okay, just put it all into a nice little pile and what? And then I'll look around and go, all right, now, again, you bastard. How dare you go and do that? Now, where the hell is everybody else? I'll start looking around.
Okay, it's misty.
Misty.
Misty, okay. Darkened trees everywhere, a little luminous quality mist. They cast kind of a greenish light over the area. Make a notice check for me.
Okay, one sec. Wow.
You almost think you sense something moving out there.
I will point that way and...
And then you hear behind you like a rustle or a creak.
I'll turn around quickly.
The skeleton has moved slightly.
I will...
Kind of reaching out your direction.
And then...
Can you...
I will pummel it.
Pummel it? What, with your power?
Yes.
Wow, you waste zero time on those PowerPoints.
Yeah.
You blast it.
I just kick it with my foot. I mean,
knock off.
After the dream he just had, it doesn't surprise you, should it?
Go ahead and knock down the PowerPoints.
Yeah, knock off too.
It reacts as a severely pummeled dead skeleton, which is to say,
I'll grab its sword and start smacking the shit out of it.
Okay. That happens.
We don't know it's dead till it stops moving.
You bastard! How dare you?
Henry.
What?
You think you hear Kindon yelling somewhere in the mist?
Mm-hmm.
You bastard. Blah, blah, blah. Might be yelling for you.
He could be, but no, he's never that loud about it. Okay, I'm going to go follow it.
Yeah,
of course,
it keeps going and going and going.
Of course, it turns out the first one I find ends up being the damn dwarf. I mean, it couldn't have been the human, the lady human, even the fucking half elf. No,
Right about then, you find Rael.
Oh, damn it.
He's unconscious.
I'm going to kick him.
He's still unconscious.
There is that.
You don't kick very hard.
Okay. I'm going to pull out my throwing axe. Look at it for a second. Put it back. Bonk him on the head with my staff.
Because hitting someone who's unconscious in the head always works.
Yeah, always.
It doesn't.
Oh, actually, I got better.
Can you just make it positive?
I'm going to flip his body so he's face up. Instead of hitting him on the head, I'm going to pee on him.
As you roll him over face up, he wakes up.
Oh,
sits
okay,
up.
Then. I'm about to put my zipper down. Oh, you lucky, lucky half elf.
Two things. One, it was going to take you a while to get to that point. Two, you don't have a zipper.
Oh, come on. I was like,
Rael.
Universe just never lets
yes,
me
sir.
Have fun.
You wake up. Last thing you remember was
wake up.
When you were praying, somebody knocked you unconscious. You're pretty sure it was Daniel. You are in the woods, and Henry looks like he needs to piss really bad.
It's in a drawing here. Don't say that.
Why, hello there.
And now he's acting all smooth.
Well, what's a boy like you doing in a place like this?
Okay, now that I see he's awake, I'm going to kick him in the head again.
I will slice it off, old man.
I kick. Okay, you're definitely awake. Let's go. I think I heard Kindon. Come on, come on. Snap in his face.
How do I feel?
You got Henry snapping in your face.
And you
I'm not asking for my reaction. I'm saying, how do I feel after coming out of the mist and all that?
I just thought that said a lot.
I always kick him in the balls and go off my own way.
You're oh, too bad someone already one-upped you. You just be stealing old material. Scrub.
God.
Surprisingly lucid, but a little edgy.
A little off edge after I kicked him in the head.
It might or might not have anything to do with it.
Okay, so I'm going to go off towards Kindon, just leave him there if he doesn't follow me. Whatever, he's a half elf.
I take a moment to gather my surroundings.
Okay, you gather your surroundings.
Like, where am I?
Woods, mist. Kind of a greenish glow to it all around you. Dead leaves.
Am
on the
I
ground.
Farther away from where I started whenever I first entered, crawled through the mist?
You do not recognize your immediate surroundings.
Okay.
Of course, we have 5 other party members, and the 2 I end up meeting up with, the dwarf and the king half.
Henry is walking into the mist.
I'll pick up the blade and walk after him.
Okay.
Oh,
just a very cautious
point.
Cautiously chased after him.
Hey, elf, take point in case something pops out. Oh, wait. Okay, never mind.
Daniel?
I raise an eyebrow.
Yo.
You and Mortlock and Protheus are kind of moving
you
through the woods.
You and female human.
I guess I should. Okay. So Protheus, you and the Mortlocks are moving through the woods.
Okay.
Are you talking at all?
No, I'm trying to, keep my ear to the grindstone, as they.
That sounds painful.
Yes, it does. Yeah, I'm just kind of keeping, my ears open, trying to make sure I can, hear anything, not really making conversation.
You are not the best person to do that.
I know.
Ching, 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 ching.
Clank, clank.
Add to that the fact that your notice check is like a D1.
Yeah, totally. It's a D2, technically.
I walk up beside Lord Cap, and ask him, so what were you talking about earlier about hills and me being weird and stuff?
Strange effect of mist.
I'm not sure how real it was, but it took us somewhere, back to the Jirlands. Things were much different. You were much different. Kinnit was much different. Inri, Rael, there was no sign of...
How so?
How were you different?
Yeah.
You were darker.
I would like to point out, so were you.
My choice of dark...
Slowly tan going on?
Tattoos were the difference. I felt no difference in myself.
Interesting.
The spray on.
Did you tans were sense really something different about me? Or was it just my appearance that you found stark?
When I first saw you, there was an obvious sinister air about you.
Often a northerner's first impression of someone from the south. It's
by the
very
way,
shocking.
What exactly is a Dajir?
It's a tribe. They're natives in the southern lands. They were our allies in the several conflicts we fought while we were stationed in the south.
That's why you wear all that crap in your hair.
Yes, part of the culture. I'm married to the what would be considered a princess in their culture. She and my son travel with our army.
Oh.
Is it the first you heard of an army?
Well, I could have guessed. How many Lord Captains run with five guys?
Lord Captain, your battle force, it is ready for the moving, Lord. The five of us shall march on a city.
We will destroy everyone.
Could just be a weird title, you never know. Yeah.
Lord Captain with a psycho retinue.
For my next raise, I think I'm going to put another point in shooting and then pick up a bow.
What do you do?
I already have, like, I think it's a D4 in there?
Oh, oh my god.
I
have shooting before rail.
I guess it's my turn. You know, we picked on the Forge. We picked on the James.
Oh god, that is so good.
Hey,
crying.
Hey, Andrew? Andrew?
Yeah.
Even the dwarf has shooting.
It's true.
I'm sorry. Mortlock doesn't have... If Mortlock even has a shooting, she uses a blowgun.
At the very least, I have throwing, which is pretty much the same.
Okay, so anyways, yeah, we're just going to continue. Does the sensation of, like, decay get stronger as we get closer?
Daniel?
No.
You're struck by something.
Something hit me?
A stick?
Sorry. Some sort of long, thin blade from out of
does
the mist.
It, does it pierce my armor?
Whirls through the air, and that depends on damage. What's your toughness?
It is a 9. 3 of that is from armor, though, so...
And you don't. It tinks off your armor. Almost.
So it's like it's a missile weapon, or like a sword,
like a thrown thin, weird looking little knife.
Then it rolls shamefully across the ground.
Where it hits the earth after it tinks off your armor,
uh-huh.
And where it strikes the earth, it starts to steam.
Is my armor seeming to corrode or anything where it hit?
I was going to have some sort of cool effect like that, but with 2 ones, no.
Thank God for a shitty roll.
Your armor laughs at the dagger, abuse dismissively.
Pussy. Okay, I will
suddenly movement in the mist as some things start to... flit around from tree to tree.
You're gonna die.
I will close the visor on my helmet and heft my shield.
You're gonna die.
Okay, let's get the cards out.
Oh, poop.
Woohoo.
You know what? You understand why I wanted you to give us our advance before this fight, don't you? I want it quick.
You understand that I didn't, don't you?
I know you didn't want us to have quick, you dirty fuck you.
You have my utmost respect.
No, you don't.
Viney kind of creatures start to, they don't really, like, come out of the mist any kind of, they kind of leap from tree to tree, from the behind the boles of trees, like they cling to them. They're probably only a couple, 3 feet tall, you would guess. And they have, like, a hair that looks like dead wood stringing off of them in various directions and such. And the nearest of them immediately start leaping towards the three of you. I'll make a few quick rolls and have some.
Of course.
Sounds... Dude, no! 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 No fucking fire!
Sounds flammable!
You know, I hear that acid can be blown up with but a mere flaming match. Oh, imagine what a fireball would do.
Okay. Now, when... Let's see... What is your parry, Protheus?
Let me see.
Is he getting punched in the face again?
Yes. Most assuredly so.
Watch out, Protheus is about to take 3 wound levels.
Yep, 1 second. I'm forgetting the name of the program. Somehow I closed it.
Hero Lab?
Yes, that's it. And there we
go. Sorry, I could have looked it up. I didn't realize it was a program.
Well, I did have it up. It's just I didn't.
For the amount of time that it took me to get hit and almost die, I didn't have enough. I decided I could use more.
Okay, there we go. Okay, parry is 4.
Okay, how are we talking about the amulet working?
It's the deflection skill, or not skill. If I'm attacked, it automatically starts the automatically casts the spell of deflection.
Was there supposed to be a roll to activate the power?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and make that. What is it for an item? I don't remember.
D8, the arcane score for items.
So would it be D8
plus wild die?
Plus your wild die.
Plus wild die. Actually, me.
Yeah, the attacker must, if it's with a standard success, attackers must subtract 2 from any fighting, shooting, or other attack rolls directed at the user. A raise increases it to 4.
So it'd be
negative
raise.
So it
still hits. Okay. What was your parry again?
4.
Okay. So it does strike. Okay. One of these creatures comes in close to you, and it's like dry, desiccated wood that feels very flammable as it throws itself at you and clings to you.
I feel like someone's trying to throw oil on fire.
They never actually touch the ground. Throws itself at you, and it clings to you. It catches onto your robes and clings to you. And then...
Holy shit, fuck.
It launches this little series of punches with its little viney hands right into your face.
Wow.
Oh, it literally punches you in the face.
It's only weak.
Fucking.
What's your toughness?
This thing is still got a Naruto fucked up shit.
Okay. My toughness is 5. You killed me.
No.
Was I right? Is it going to be 3 wound levels?
It'll be 2. Well, yes, it'll be 3. A shaken and 2 wound levels. You can soak it if though by spending a Benny.
Okay, I'll spend a Benny.
So go ahead and roll a vigor check.
I'm so sorry. I thought I was joking.
Go and roll a vigor check to soak on the wound.
Alas, poor Protheus, we knew thee well. Or at least we knew your face well.
My God.
Come on, guys, it's not funny.
This is the shittiest.
He's almost getting
in the
beat
face.
Up.
Dude, you got fucked up in the face.
I haven't gotten beat up yet. I mean, there was that one ghost thing that did like a wound level on me. Other than him.
So 6.
6. So you do soak 1. So that puts you at a shaken and a -1.
This poor ball, Protheus.
Can I go for the shaken?
You can throw a Benny for the shaken if you want to get rid of it. Or are you wanting to roll?
Roll.
You do that on your action. So
oh.
You do that here in just a moment.
If only you were with me, you'd get a +1 to spirit rolls to recover from shaken.
Daniel, what's your parry?
It is a 9.
And how was your teleport supposed to work?
It basically, it's reflexive. If like an oncoming attack, it would just shunt me. The way we talked about it is it's kind of like, it's like just muscle memory. Like I just know how to move instinctively. So my body just reacts before I even have time to think about it. And it just shunts me just like, you know, inches out of the way. So it's not far. I can't like go big distances.
Really, I want that power.
I have to go for a little bit.
You know, as interesting as that is to describe, that's a power that would have made more sense using it as a sort of a, like deflection or something similar where it affected your parry or your chance of being hit. Would have been a better way to reflect that.
Well, I mean, I've also got that. Well, see, and the thing about it is, since it's never come into play, you know, I have that courage under fire, which whenever I'm in combat, I get, you know, if I get hit, I'm supposed to roll a 1d2 and on an odd, it misses because that's that skill from the Weird Wars 2.
Right.
So, I mean, they kind of do the same thing. So I could just use teleport like regular and just use the courage under fire.
Okay.
And that one's not as universally applicable to every combat situation. It only comes up when I'm like in a, you know, situation where the front of the line, you know, kind of leading team.
Okay. So right now, not so much a situation.
Not so much, no.
And your parry again was...
A 9.
9, okay. That one does not hit you. He swings at you through the air, and you manage to sidestep, and he goes tumbling toward the ground. When it touches the ground, it kind of skitters in, I don't know, pain or discomfort of touching the ground, and throws itself up at another tree.
We're obviously dealing with the smartest, most intelligent enemies we've ever faced.
And Sharia, what was your parry?
The 7.
Okay. One also, you manage to duck, and it goes flying right over you.
Whew.
Does that one also hit the ground and have the same reaction?
Very similar, yeah.
Why aren't these guys wild dice? I mean, I feel like these guys each have an individual backstory we need to explore.
Because I got 9 more of them.
Oh, wow. Okay, motivations. Maybe they're all the Quinnoculupids.
Sure.
Please feel free to gang up on James.
I'm going to cast Deflection.
Okay.
And
cool.
If Daniel hasn't wandered off too far, I'll try to get him in it too.
Is it a fair?
I don't know. It's Ranger's Touch, so I'll
so
get me.
Him or you, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead and make your spellcasting roll.
I believe that would be a 5.
5 is a success, so that means I'll have a -2 to hit you. Are you doing anything else? You're moving?
I'll just stay where I'm at. Try to see where the next one's going to come from.
Move fluidly with the situation and see where it's going?
Yeah.
Okay. Protheus is out of pocket. He goes down under the one that's punched him in the face. And Daniel?
Are any of them where within attacking range?
No.
They went back up in the trees?
Yeah.
Dirty little whores. If I hold my action, will that mean I'll get like a chance to attack first next round? Like when one of them comes jump, if I'm like ready
yeah.
to receive them?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll just hold. Then I'll wait okay. for them to come ready. Back and just slap one of them down whenever they come.
Henry, you come upon Kendon yelling at and beating on the remains of a skeleton dead
Kendon?
Person.
Have I ever told you that I think you're stupid?
You piece of crap, you stupid mother. May you burn in the 9 hairs. How
Kendon,
dare you
Kendon,
touch me.
Kendon, Kendon.
What is... What,
he,
what,
he's
what?
Already dead, man. He's already dead.
No, he tried to attack me.
The hunk of bones tried to attack you.
It reached for me.
And it that... Did you use anything? What did you do to kill it? How did that pile of bones, that scrap heap of fragments of shards of a skeleton try and reach for you?
I tripped over it and I thought it was you.
Have I ever told you how glad I am that you're not trying to kill me?
No, I mean, when I tripped over it, I thought I tripped over you.
I understand that. It's out of context. I'm sorry. Now, what the hell? I understand you're mad at the pile of bones. It's okay. We all get mad at inanimate objects sometimes.
What are you talking about?
But you're going a little bit crazy over here, so I'm going to need you to step away from the bones.
Rael, you're lagging mm-hmm. several steps behind Henry, and you hear Kendon as you guys get close yelling about something, and he comes out and starts talking to him. Kendon was beaten on a skeleton, the remains of a body on the ground, and he and Henry are talking when you come out of the mist behind him.
Now, there you go.
It doesn't matter. Where'd you come from anyways?
I came from the mist. And you need to give me whatever you're using to beat the skeleton with.
He has
both
a
of you,
as big as he is.
What do you want, half elf?
Quiet.
Why do I need to be quiet?
It's true. I honestly am enjoying yelling quite a little.
What is going on
he
here?
Shakes his head.
I don't even know what's going on here. I've had weird images pop up in my head. You were trying to kill me. Somebody else was trying to. Oh, Protheus was trying to kill me. And for some reason, Rael was paranoid, bloodshot. He was a really funky guy. You do not look good with your eyes red. Let me tell you what. Now.
What are you talking about?
What am
last
I talking
time I
about?
Saw you slapped me.
I never slapped you. Oh. So that means it's okay to slap you? I
no,
slap
it's not
him.
Okay to slap me. How dare you slap me? I'm just whacking.
I enjoy the show.
I grab my stick. You want to go, dwarf? You smell
you want
worse.
To go. We will teach you. I'll
your
teach you what to go.
Is, your stink hurts more than your hits. I start.
Bored.
Whack.
Oh, we just start.
Cards.
Okay. Did you get the message, Ender? Thank you.
Yeah.
The skeleton, you think shifts a little, but when you stop and really look, it doesn't. They're yelling at each other and whatever they're doing, beating on each other, mm-hmm. and it doesn't. You know, you don't actually see it move or anything. It does something about it. It's the cloak, the tattered remains of the cloak, familiar for some reason.
Oh my God! Someone killed Protheus.
I know the answer. So I'm not going to share it with you fools.
We aren't fools. We are detectives.
But what did I do?
you're hanging out with the fools.
Hey,
we
not
are
choice.
The strongest, most intelligent members of this party.
Right. Strong, smart,
that's we are.
Intelligent.
We have done the most for this group, and you are new, and you don't get to be sarcastic about us, because we are old, we are tried,
we have much
we
wisdom.
Yeah, wisdom.
We can
Right.
Can I get a couple more Mortlocks and trade out my dwarf and old man?
And in all the folksy racism that you could never make.
Yes. It didn't work, Eric.
I know.
Try it again.
Okay, now, back to what we were doing. You want to come at me, dwarf?
How dare you?
Ready the catapults.
I suggest Eric, turn your hair dryer on.
Yes, sir.
I push the remains of the cloak around with the blade.
Yeah.
To basically get a better, you know, trying to jog my memory or whatever case may be that it's, you know, whatever I'm sensing here to get a clearer image.
The clasp on the cloak is a small, simple brooch that you recognize as the one Colin was wearing.
Colin?
The guy you came into the woods with?
Oh.
Yeah. James was hoping to make him an animal companion, too.
I was. No! I'm the one for the shit. You got your whore mouth.
Shut up! He already wants to be a necromancer. Well, that skeleton's the part.
Okay. Yeah, I sure know how to ruin a solemn moment.
Sorry. I kind of throw Protheus off me. Ugh, or not Protheus, damn it. Kingdom off me. Dwarf, you need to stop being such a bastard while I think of a way out of this mess.
What do you mean, think of a way out of this mess? It's very simple. I'll take my hat off.
This place is apparently called the Mistwood, right?
Eric.
Yes, sir.
I take the bones and basically and the cloak and all and wrap it up, the bones into the cloak, and place them in my satchel.
It's all very brittle. Like,
I don't know.
I'm extremely cautious.
Right. I'm just letting you know. I'm very brittle, as if from years of exposure.
Okay.
Anyways, can I make a...
Well, months of exposure.
A knowledge history roll to try and know what the mystery is about.
If you want extremely brittle, probably be years.
Yeah, the elements see what they are. Right. Go ahead, make a roll, James.
Awesome. I got really good. I haven't rolled knowledge history yet, and I'm really proud of myself for this.
I cannot wait to see it.
Boom. 8.
You're pretty sure, in fact, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that there's no such thing as a Mistwood somewhere in the Eastern Steppes.
Okay. So, Ghost Lady lied to me. Okay. It's good to know. Good to know. Good advice here. Okay, you two. We need to put our heads together and think of a way out of here. We have to find our companions. Hope they aren't as dead as the poor man in that cloak. And we need to leave.
As I finish packing the satchel, I give him a stern glare.
What? Mourn for the dead when we aren't in threat of becoming dead ourselves.
No mourning here, just respect.
Mm. Come on, come. We will show our respect as we move. We have to try and find Mortlock and that other Mortlock and the weird wizard. God, we need less Mortlocks.
Daniel, you'll need to deal yourself another card.
Oh, okay.
Actually, that reminds me. If her name is Mortlock, how the hell is she related to Daniel?
But it doesn't matter because I get to go first, right?
Oh, right. You don't need a card. You're right. Sorry.
Think about it while we're moving, and then we're going to go move forward while this is all.
I, of course, stay tight-lipped.
Okay. So back in the other part of the clearing.
Sure.
Let's see. Sharia. Two of them spring out of the trees at you. One of them swinging by and grabbing another bit of ground before jumping back towards the tree. The other one grabbing onto your cloak and bringing its viney tendrils around to pummel at you.
Could I cut that one off before it strikes?
It wasn't quite close enough to you.
Oh.
Man, you're going to have a couple attacking you. So.
Oh, okay.
Does anybody
Protheus,
here?
By the way?
Oh, shit.
Protheus is on the ground trying to get one off him.
Oh.
Did Protheus just get punched in the face again?
No, that would be Sharia who got punched in the face.
Aww.
And you want to throw
apparently
Benny,
everyone here is weak.
Throw Benny for a soak.
Sure.
There's something about the feel of these creatures that to you is so terribly offensive.
Okay.
They're all like, ooh, man.
It's a vigor check, dear.
Oh, well, I'm screwed.
You're not very vigorous? Does anyone here actually
hey, don't worry,
know
we're in the same boat.
What vigor checks we have? Because, like, is anyone here, like, masterful in vigor?
Got a D8.
Okay, that's kind of. I mean, I have a D4.
Well, you're a fucking old bastard, I mean.
Yeah,
you
I
should
have
a D2, you loser.
I think the D4 is the limitation of the hindrance for elderly.
Yeah.
Well, I can spend, like, 3 points and bring up to D6.
Suck testicles.
Do you want to take that, or do you want to throw another Benny to soak to reroll it? You want to just take it?
I'll just take it.
Okay, that's a shaken and 2 wound levels.
Oh, fucking nipples.
I'm sorry, Janica. I swear I was joking.
One of them grabs on. You can see.
Where
just,
is your mind at?
Just out of reach from you, Danny. You can see the one of them grabs on to.
2.5 weeks to live, huh?
Mortlock and the tendrils start wrapping around and whipping at her from every direction. Your attack as one of them comes in towards you.
All right, I'm going to hopefully kill it. And I hit an 11, so does that hit?
Ooh, oh, yeah. And a raise. So that'll be an extra d6 on your damage. Go ahead and roll it.
I wonder when it's going to happen that we end up coming across you guys, just see everyone almost dead.
That'd be 12.
It's up to us.
That cuts one of them into shards of wood as it goes flying past you.
Toast.
Another one immediately follows it.
He's not alive.
And glances off of your armor, can't get a purchase.
Bitch.
Okay, Trey, this time it keeps trying to pummel at you, trying to whip at you, and right. You manage to get your hands up and keep it from being able to get it to anything exposed.
Okay.
And what are you going
to
do?
I was going to grab Mr. Whippy and throw him on the ground and step on him.
Okay.
You're fighting him. You're shaking, aren't you?
Yeah. I
kick him the bird.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was. Got to do that. Spirit roll.
Come on, spirit.
Big money. No way.
Kick him in the berries.
-5. You see, if you stay with the old man, you get a +2 to all spirit rolls, but whatever.
Because we just ran off and left the old man behind.
Yeah. Squash in his berries while you're at it.
Nice.
That would be an 8. That is a raise, ooh, which means you are immediately able to act and unchecken.
Okay.
You still have a -2 on your rolls.
Okay, I'm still going to try to grab Mr. Whippy, throw him on the ground, and step up.
Fighting roll.
Man, these guys are kicking your asses.
They got lucky.
Nah, that was pretty good.
So it's a 4.
No, it's a 9. What? Wait.
It's a 4.
Okay, I forgot this was fighting. Okay, you're right. You're right.
4 is a success.
Nice.
Go ahead and roll. Well, go ahead and roll a strength check for me.
I have a -2 on this as well?
Yeah, I will oppose.
How do I make it do the one from above? I hit the up button?
Yeah,
just put the up arrow.
Nice. Oh, fuck yeah.
You throw it on the ground, stomp on it. It starts screaming, some sort of weird hissy kind of skittery sound. And thrashing about its tendrils. That other roll I made earlier was for the other one that came flying at you out of the trees, and you managed to duck that one.
Sweet.
Daniel, one of them, two of them are just, you managed to, one of them skitters off your armor again, hits the ground and kind of runs several steps across the ground, hissing the whole time before it jumps again. Another one you managed to deflect with heartwood at the last moment.
How the hell? What, is your parry like 55? Like, oh,
it's 9.
Cray.
I will hold my action and wait for them to come back in for their little swingy jumps and cut the motherfucker to pieces.
Malaya?
Okay.
Mortlock seems to have hers under control. Well, I guess, hold on. Do I need to assist Proteus? Is he still being ravaged by his little tree monkey creature?
I'm not going to do any more damage to him while he's not here to defend himself, so.
Okay.
I'm having him successfully barely holding it at bay while it is unsuccessfully trying to get
Proteus.
Him.
Hey, Proteus, it turns out you died after you left.
I'm just keeping him shaken for the moment.
Better roll up new character.
I'll just hold my action.
They're in the middle of a Three Stooges slap fight.
Yeah. Whack, whack. Whack.
Okay, Shreya, go ahead.
I just imagined the little.
Go ahead and roll your strength for damage for me.
With a -1 again?
No, not on the damage.
Oh, what the hell? Why have I constantly denied? Like, I feel like this is.
I just rolled a d8.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Nice.
And that's enough since it was already shaken to skitter it apart. The one you stomped on.
Okay.
Oh, Eric, one thing I will do is I will position myself closer to her so that I can tag any that are coming her way as well.
Okay.
Do they go back to back like in the Mr. and Mrs. Smith films for beating everything around them?
No, I just kind of present a giant metal wall that's standing in front of her.
Oh, well. That's far less cool.
So, Henry, Rael, Kendon.
Yes.
Were you moving on into the woods?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Who's in the lead?
Keeping my...
I am in the lead.
And I am right behind it.
I guess I'm taking out the rear.
Get behind us,
half-elf. You're in the rear with the gear.
Get ye behind us, half-elf.
Apparently.
All
right. Hey, okay. Henry, I do have one question.
I muttered something about the old man dying first.
What?
Aren't elves supposed to have balls?
What?
The dwarf is a close second.
I said, aren't elves supposed to have balls?
You're right. Man, this half-elf guy really keeps getting shittier and shittier the more I hear him.
The more they get diluted, you know, it's just terrible.
Mm-hmm. I hear that he came half-elf.
Oh, yeah?
Half-elf.
Yeah. Does that mean he's half-cocked?
Oh, I think it does.
So, explain to us why you were put in the scouting position again.
You know, the way it sounds, it seems like he should go and take up just, you know... Don't worry. Rael, we're just rising. We're just giving you a hard time.
Oh, I don't know about you, but I've meant everything I've said.
I just think it's funny.
It is funny, though.
Don't be quiet, man. Join in on the phone.
Rael, make a notice check for me.
All right.
We don't get to make a notice check.
Not while you're yapping. Are you kidding?
We're looking vaguely. Can I make a notice check observant. At minus two? Can I make a notice at a minus two, or...
Oh, hell yeah.
No, 11.
Makes it. Okay.
You don't need to.
That's an 11. Mm-hmm. Dun, 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 dun. We lost Daniel. It's all right.
Now our lives are incomplete.
Oh, he wishes. Oh,
God. Wait. Hey. Jonathan, this is where you can say there could be only one.
See?
And there now there's only one.
And I am the Mortlock.
The one and only Mortlock.
Rael.
Yes, sir.
You notice there's something familiar about the trees immediately surrounding you that makes you think that you've been this way already.
They were walking around in circles?
You think maybe you are.
I am not turning around and asking for directions.
Because he's a man.
It's not my greatest skill. Yes. But I'm going to try to basically use survival or knowledge, whichever you prefer, to basically figure out which way is north.
Yep.
We were coming from, what, the southeast?
Good mix survival.
Can I do that, too?
The problem is that there's so little the way here of direction indicators.
Could I roll, too?
No, you haven't noticed yet.
Oh, okay.
Kendon, you stumble over something.
Oh, I'll look at what I stumbled over.
Skeleton.
7.
What?
Kendon, don't beat this one up, too.
I'll check it out. Poke it with the sword I got.
Okay.
Is he the same one?
Yep.
Hey!
The 7, Eric.
Hey, useless elf. Check your backpack.
Rael, you're sure that you've been going around in a circle and that you could probably correct for it pretty easily, but you still don't have a real good sense of direction here. The problem is that coming through the mist, you're not sure what happened, so you don't have any context from outside this misted, darkened wood. You can't see the sky, you can't, you know, there's nothing.
Is this the same bag of bones from earlier?
Yep.
Rael, check your backpack.
How is it? Is the same sword there?
I flip it over my shoulder to check the contents.
Yep, still there.
Colin is multiplying. Bastard never told me he had a twin.
All right, place it back over my shoulder and use my blade to flip around the cloak.
I'm going to grab the skull of the matching skeleton.
Yeah, it's identical. It even has a sword.
Hey.
All right. I'm going to take the bones in the bag or out of my bag and lay it beside the other set.
Okay.
Gonna take some lighter fluid. Or not lighter fluid, but sorry.
lamp
oil.
Okay.
Lamp oil and douse the bones.
Both sets?
And start, both sets.
Okay.
Light them a fire and start the chant and prayers to Ciara.
I'm gonna lean over to the dwarf.
Release their souls from this evil.
You encounter a problem. You can't get a fire to start.
I lean over to the dwarf. Wasn't he the one telling us to be respectful? What a hypocrite.
Actually, something else is going on here.
What do you think's going on?
It's like we looped around.
Don't be silly. It's impossible. I mean, that's
impossible.
It's probably the second time
I've tripped over him.
Okay. There are multiple people with cloaks. Hey, you need to stop.
The dwarf has a nose for this. He's right. We have been circling around, and there's something wrong with this place. I was trying to just do a burial prayer, I was trying to release the spirit of this man, who I believe is Colin, and there's no fire taking its mark here.
Don't
we
you
are...
Colin?
Is it Collins? Sorry.
No, it's Colin.
Two.
Two of them.
Oh, okay. I tried to light the Collinses on fire, and they did not take a flame.
Hold on a sec. Hold on.
Dwarf, are you about to do something stupid?
No, I'm actually going to go check everything on him. I gave it a semi-thorough examination. This time I'm going to be thorough.
Okay. Like a cavity search or what?
Yeah, I'll look at everything.
It's a lot easier to give a cavity search when there's no skin protecting the cavities.
There is that. You have a very good point, sir.
Oh my God.
That's a one-way trip.
Let's see. Like everything else right now, Kendon, you're dealing with a penalty on your rolls.
Why?
Because you're in a wooded area.
Oh, yeah.
Dum, dum, dum.
Your phobia.
Yep.
You're not finding anything different. There isn't much to find.
Yeah,
if anything, it's even more decayed than the first one, you would guess. But, I mean, that's actually, I mean, marginal, you know.
I hate this place.
We all hate this place.
You don't understand.
A low moan drifts through the trees.
Oh, God.
Just bring your ass out.
Hey, dwarf. Calm down. I'm going to put my hand over his mouth and restrain his arms with my other arm.
I place my hand on his shoulder and basically say a small prayer of calming.
They have prayers for everything where you come from, don't they?
Okay, now, I'm going to have my arm around in my mouth, hand over his mouth. Are you ready to stop shouting now? Mm-hmm. I gently lift my hand over his mouth. Are you fine?
Sure, I'm just fine.
I slowly put my hand back over his mouth. Never lie to me like that. Now, you have 5 seconds to actually be fine, before, and then I will let you go.
Awesome.
Can I pack the Henry in my satchel?
Okay.
Yes.
Eric,
roll him up a little ball.
I'll just tie a rope around the dwarf.
Is there a tree nearby?
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
Okay, there's a nice little where there's a nice grouping of them. Mm-hmm. When he lets me go, I'm going to take that little blast capsule and I'm going to set it to maximum. And I'm going to
What is okay. that? A fire effect?
Fire. Yeah.
It fizzles.
Well, pick up the dwarf and to restrain him. He is going to be part of our luggage.
Guys, whatever he tried to do didn't work.
Oh my god. We're stuck in a twilight zone.
What?
Wait, I don't know about that.
I'll take my hat off and point it at the damn shit again and try and turn it on.
What's it do?
It's the one that caused the wind.
Oh yeah, that works.
It works?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. There's obviously only one way to do this. We have to draw straws, and whoever loses feeds themselves to the trees. I vote for Rael.
I vote for Rael, too.
Who do you vote for, Rael?
Misheard that? Repeat one more time.
It wasn't important.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'll walk over and fetch my ball. Pulled up. What happens if when I take a swing at a tree with that sword?
You take a swing at a tree with a sword.
Boom. Does it bunk off of it? And
like a normal tree being hit by a sword?
So there's a little bit that would come off then, right?
Sure. Swords not in good shape.
Doesn't have to be. Eric. It just needs to. Hey, Rael.
Aye.
We need to make good use of your picks. We need to make good use of your pick sticker and go and start notching everywhere we go.
Uh-huh.
This way we don't go and make rounds. Keep going in circles.
Dude, Kendon said something intelligent.
I know, dude. It's old age. It's getting a mic. It's making him think.
Wow.
I was going to ask you how how the Lord Captain managed to not go insane around these guys.
Well, I didn't really spend a lot of time around them.
Until recently, yeah.
Yeah.
Likewise.
I'm seriously, reconsidering my command structure.
Hey, we're smart. We just don't like each other.
I make a good first captain.
So, pour it out. Start smacking every three we come near, and we'll use that as markers for where we're going.
Okay. That sounds good, dwarf. This is the smartest thing I've ever heard come from your kind.
Oh, so you're finally admitting defeat when it comes to chess.
As they're chattering, I'll sit there and take out the red sash I have just for this type of situation.
We both know yeah. I've
start,
never been...
And start, tearing, strips. Start tearing strips off. Okay. Yeah.
You'll all just cheat!
I'll tie it around
can
the nearest branch that looks solid enough.
You need to start moving again.
Dwarf.
No, can I borrow one of your axes?
Yeah.
Okay. Shreya,
yeah.
Roll a notice check for me.
You hear a bunch of old people babbling constantly to themselves.
Nice.
Shreya, you see a figure in the mist.
Oops.
She's like, fuck it, I'm out. What the fuck?
I take none of this shit.
Wow.
Done. Of course.
Fuck y'all.
Just like before, that could be only one.
The funniest part is that the listeners don't realize, if I keep this in, that she disappeared from the the Google Hangout, but you guys can still hear her because she's on the microphone going through my system.
I'll need a new invite here.
So she disappeared and then said, oops, and it was there. You know, it's just so funny.
Please?
I'm working on it.
So dwarf.
So what? I see a figure in the mist.
You see a figure in the mist.
You see a figure in the mist. There's something about him that looks dreadfully familiar. The broad hat, the cloak kind of waving behind him. Okay. The long kind of staff, thin, narrow staff that is taller than he is.
Was it the guy from that tried to attack Henry the other night?
It's the Nightwalker, yeah. Oh, okay. You just see him silhouetted in the mist. Okay. After a moment, he kind of flickers closer.
Right.
And as he does, the viney creatures that you guys are dealing with scatter.
Well, I'd scatter before a night walk, too.
Do you run?
Do I run?
You said you were scattering. You would scatter before a night walker. I'm just curious.
Me, no. But if I were a little creature that's 3 feet tall and made of wood,
Oh, okay. I see.
No, I will elbow Lord Commander and take a step backwards.
Daniel, she gets your attention. Motions that direction.
What's up?
A nightwalker.
Okay. I take it that's a bad thing.
I almost killed it.
The fuck, man?
They aren't that tough. Henry almost took one out.
He kind of flickers forward again, and then he's like at the edge of the mist, and you can kind of see his features.
I guess I'll keep my eyes on the nightwalker.
Protheus, you were knocked down with the creature, and we're working on keeping it off of you for a minute, and it didn't get a good shot at it, and now it jumps off again and flees off into the woods.
Okay.
You're no longer shaken.
Remember, I still have a held action.
Yeah, but at the immediate moment, that means nothing is happening, unless you guys do something.
I'm just waiting for anybody to make a move. Make a move!
Hopefully it won't explode on you like you did on Henry.
What tender morsels wandered into my woodland. The voice seems to kind of drift out of the trees, not directly from the figure. You can kind of see in the shadows of his hat. You can't see his eyes, but you can see kind of the bottom of his face, and he kind of smiles. It's not a very friendly smile.
Getting that a lot around here.
He's also a little translucent.
That's also a bad thing.
The three of you says anything?
Nope.
Three?
Would I recognize him at all?
Oh, yeah, Protheus.
No.
Any tips? The Warlock.
Aside from being translucent, does it have any notable features?
Not specifically. Obviously,
you there, girl. Does it have a weakness?
Obviously, some sort of shade.
That's not what I was asking. I meant visible,
right.
Does he have a scar on his face?
I just love how the Siri is happening to them.
He wears a broad-brimmed hat as part of his look, and he has a long cloak. And,
so he's a ghost Gandalf.
Well, he doesn't have a beard and doesn't look old necessarily. Not like a wizard's hat, like a flat.
Oh, okay.
One of those old evil-looking preachers.
Oh my goodness. This is Henry when he grows old and actually dies.
Damn it, he figured it out.
Do the Nightwalkers have any...
That's tomorrow, by the way. Sorry.
Do the Nightwalkers have any particular weaknesses that she knows about?
Well, this one particular creature has been kind of a nuisance about and hasn't done enough that anybody's had any particular answer for that. The wards in the town have worked to keep it from being a problem.
Right, except we don't have the wards in town.
Right.
Or a threshold.
Right.
Or anything.
Right.
Right.
Okay, Eric, I'm going to cast Analyze Foe, and I'm going to fail miserably by analyzing a foe.
Guys, is this Final Fantasy?
I think this guy is friendly.
He's scary! Run!
Something about the...
He has no weaknesses!
Hang on.
Holy shit!
I think this guy is an ally. We should all go hug him.
He must flee!
Hang on. Man...
I knew it was going to happen.
What's the double one penalty on psionics? I don't remember. I don't have it in front of me.
It's like, hold on, let me find that.
Yeah, I probably have to look in the damn book. I don't have it in my program, I don't think.
Brain burn.
Oh, God. That just sounds terrible.
Automatically shaken.
Okay.
That's the same for spell casting.
Oh, shit. Everyone in a large burst template has to make a spirit roll. Or be shaken as well.
You suck.
Okay, Protheus, Warlock, make some spirit rolls if you would, please.
Just give me a second.
Oh my goodness. Double one, double one, double one.
double one. Double
shut one. Your fucking face.
There have been notably more double ones than normal. There,
yeah.
None of
there
them
is
have been
something
on Henry.
Broken with their software. I'm telling you. It's not me just making it up.
None of them have been on Henry.
And he looks a little too southern and jovial for me and for the Nightwalker there.
Jovial?
Yeah, he posted
that. Oh, that one.
Oh my god.
I did that wrong.
Thank god for small favors.
See? It's rolling ones repeatedly.
And yeah, only rolled one die.
You can repeat the whole roll, though, because we're cool. I'm sorry, guys. I've cursed us. I keep saying the things we don't want to happen, and they happen.
Much better.
There we go.
Where was that roll earlier, dude?
I know.
There we go.
In Hades.
I think the software is afraid of you now. Like, you got it secret or something, yeah.
See, I've never seen that many ones.
You guys are
you know,
successful.
Technically, you already got a one on the D8, so it kind of is double ones.
Dude, shut up.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm going to judge that in the circumstances, the shaking isn't really going to matter because he's not going to take advantage of it. I'll let you throw it off.
Okay.
Without having to worry about it. It obviously is not a pleasant experience. And, yeah.
Everyone feels a bit of brain burn.
Spirit, right?
Yeah, don't worry about rolling, throw it off.
Oh, okay, cool.
I mean, you could try it again and again until it matters, you know what I mean?
Oh, he's just going to chill out.
Yeah, he's,
no,
just, he's not
my
pressing any kind
hurts,
of advantage.
But it's unrelated to said explosion.
Right.
Because it got my face caped again.
Ouch.
He appears, he flickers to where he's right in front of you, Daniel. And moves
just kind of put my shield between me and him.
10 feet away and moves the staff from kind of left to right. What are you doing here, Daniel?
I'm looking for some people who are lost. If this is your wood... They were brought here against their will. I would like to take them and go.
I did not bring them here.
I know you didn't bring them here. I didn't say you did. Someone else brought them in. It was not by their choice.
And yet...
They would have honored the traditions. They would have stayed
inside. It was not by yours
inside.
Either, was it?
I'm doing my duty.
You're intruding where you do not belong.
This is the king's land.
You don't own this place. My father does. Piece of shit.
King, indeed. This is my land.
No.
Flickers away. You can see through the mist somebody kind of moving about, like with a sword in hand.
Uh-huh.
Kind of nervously twitching back and forth. It's more of a silhouette than a, you know, figure in the mist than it is a person who can actually see. Like somebody who's looking every direction trying to figure out where the threat is coming from.
Right.
And near the figure, you can see three shapes huddled towards the ground.
I'll look over my shoulder. Just kind of motion my head that direction and start to advance.
They disappear. He says, appearing, flickering right beside you. Do you really want them, Daniel? Do you really?
Yes.
Then you'll have to pay for them. He flickers to the other side of you.
How?
Give me the woman. He nods back towards the Mortlock.
What is it with you, godforsaken creatures?
Everyone in this land is a godforsaken creature. Or did you just wake up yesterday? He flickers Ooh. Away.
You know my answer, demon.
I like this guy. I have fun pulling out his teeth.
You should take the deal.
Not gonna happen.
But you should.
It's not going to happen.
It's one life for three.
We're going to take all of them back. You and them.
Little do they know. Meanwhile, I'm Henry dicking around land.
Meanwhile, in Henry dicking around land. Henry?
Yeah.
Where are my prunes?
Manage not to go in a circle.
Awesome. So we're going forward again.
In the last two rounds, you've been walking for an hour.
Uh-huh.
And you come out into a place you hadn't seen before.
Ooh, this is good. This is promising.
A little clearing area worked. Where your shouting is going to draw the attention of the guy in the area.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just making sure you knew before you started shouting.
I won't shout then. Okay.
Oh, you can if you want to. I just want to let
no,
you know first.
No.
Okay, if you're sure.
I'm going to be a character.
It's all good.
I'm going to be a character.
You know, there is something to letting the game master describe the scene before you start.
Okay.
You know,
I'm sorry.
I know you haven't played gaming before.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, and this is your first experience.
No need to get spiteful there.
So anyway... there's three women huddled on the ground about 30 feet from you, kind of tied up and trying to stay low. And then there's a guy on the other side of them who's got a sword in his hand, who's looking every direction, wide-eyed, as if trying to defend from some unseen enemy.
I'm gonna kind of lean over to Kingdom. I think we found our hostages.
Hey, one moment. How far are they away?
From your current position?
Yep.
About 35 feet.
I got an idea. Hey, Kingdom, get on my shoulders.
Why?
We are going to scare the piss out of this already scared man.
Are we behind him?
He doesn't seem to have noticed you.
This sounds like fun.
I'm going to cast quickness.
Kingdom gets on my shoulders.
While these two are making their plan up.
Roll your faith check.
Strength check? Oh, goodness.
Faith. Roll his faith check.
Okay.
You got to have faith. Faith. Got to have faith. Yeah.
Faith? What's
your strength sucks anyways, James.
I know. That's what I was wondering. I'm like, I have to roll strength to have the dwarf on my shoulders? Five. This sucks.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to lift him up very well. You probably should do it the other way around. If you're going to do something dumb.
No, we got it.
What's that? I'm sorry. Five?
Yeah.
Okay, success, right? And so
yeah.
You get a blur of feathers, and you're behind them so they don't even notice. I meant Henry and Kingdom.
Okay, so Kingdom on my shoulders. Can I do it?
I'm going to basically pop the guy with the butt of the blood raven in the back of his collarbone.
You're going to move up to him real, move up to him real quickly and attack him?
Yeah, basically, like I said, use the butt of the blood raven to hit him in behind the collarbone in the back.
Roll it.
And knock him out.
We're not allowed to complete our plan? Oh.
Yeah, you're still working on your plan.
What? Our plan is flawless. And
do I successfully get the drop on him?
Yeah. You can use the drop bonus.
Okay.
The drop. It's a rule.
Stop the drop.
Done.
Okay. Nice. I killed him.
That's a hit.
Nine.
That is a successful hit and a raise. Go ahead and roll your damage. And
non-lethal damage, ahoy.
And non-lethal damage only matters if you manage to take out all of his wound level.
Nice little cherry.
This guy's a wild card. That's cray. It's okay.
And remember to add a d6 for the raise.
All right.
Wait, what is the half-elf doing? No! You will ruin our plan!
Fortunately, he's already striking by the time you yell.
Yeah.
Which, you know, yelling, that totally would, you know.
When he does yell, Daniel, you're going to hear him from where you're at.
Oh, okay.
Stop, you will ruin our plan.
So a 12.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a total. Okay. Yeah. Two.
Actually, hang on. No, that's a, sorry, that's a 14.
14?
Not a 14, but a 13.
13.
13, sorry.
Make up your goddamn mind. Okay.
Sorry, 13.
Okay, so I'm going to throw a Benny to soak.
Oh, come on. This guy should be a wild card.
He doesn't have to be a wild card. He's got his own bitties, remember?
Yeah.
But he is. But,
He only soaked one.
He soaked one. He is shaken.
But not stirred.
Yet.
All right. Then I'm going to use my second round and smack him again.
Okay. Should be able to hit up a couple times and get to your die roll.
Nice.
Okay.
Roll your damage. Don't forget the extra d6. Yeah.
Press up again.
Add this right first. So 13 again. Fuck it. Next time I'm fucking frenzing on this bitch. Yes.
But he did not soak dick.
Yay.
He soaked dick.
So
that's a penis pun.
That was a 13 again. So that was two wound levels.
Yeah.
He staggers under the blow, under the quick double tapping kind of blow.
Yeah. When Henry shouts, I'll start to advance that way.
Okay. That's when the Nightwalker will flicker in front of you. And attack.
Okay, holy shit. Oh, dear God. Yep.
That's a nine.
That's a hit.
Nine is a hit.
Oh, should I do my... No, I mean, do you want to put that... Would you say that would be in effect since I'm...
Yeah, yeah. So it's a flip of a coin, so right?
1d2... I think let me check the thing. I think it's odds is that it's a miss, and even it's
We'll just decide it.
Okay, so odd it's a miss, even it's a hit.
Okay.
So it's odd, so he missed.
All right. Yep. It you managed to somehow almost supernaturally move out of the fucking way as his staff swims through the air. You can feel the chill from it coming near you. Okay, gotta get some cards out. Or
did I hear anything?
Everybody,
else, or...
The blade scrapes across your face and you
yay, we heard something.
Well, let me deal them all that
That's
time.
A king,
sweet.
Actually,
fucking get to go before you for once.
I have a last.
I think I go first.
What do you have, Eric?
A two.
Two. Oh, I got
two hearts.
Literally. Got the lowest possible card.
Okay, so...
I have an eight of spades! Woo!
Because I have a
Henry,
three of hearts.
You shout because he's moved in for the attack. He hits him a couple times. The guy's staggering. Are you taking any action?
Did I hear the one guy trying to attack Daniel?
No, you don't know that they're nearby.
But I'm going to point forward with my staff, and I'm going to yell, charge! That charge.
Okay. Charge past the huddled girls on the ground. And.
Well, why you gotta be that way?
Just a simple question, dude. What the fuck?
Oh, shit. I was just creating environmental
circumstances.
Yeah.
Actually, oh, look, I think girls. I have a better one. Sorry. I got it.
I'm going to pull out my throwing axes, and I'm going to chuck one at okay. the guy.
So you're going to yell charge and throw a throwing axe.
Charge!
He was telling the axe to charge.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Charge, motherfucker.
Roll a throwing chuck.
Rolls double ones, kills one of the
girls. Oh, yeah. His axe goes sailing into the woods.
Ah, you know what? I'm pretty sure this is going to be the only combat. I'm going to Benny that.
You going to Benny it?
Ah, it doesn't matter.
Okay. The axe... axe flies past and lodges in a tree.
You're coming. I'm coming after you next.
He's talking to the axe, by the way.
Yeah, okay. Who was next? Who had the eight of hearts?
I did.
Okay. And
but I have an eight of spades.
We have a couple of jacks going. Is that right?
Yeah, I've got eight clubs.
I've got eight.
Yeah.
Okay, so Shreya, are you doing anything right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I shall endeavor to entangle our beloved Nightwalker.
Okay, roll your spellcasting check.
Rip the Nightwalker.
I want Henry to see the Nightwalker one time before it goes down. Like, you.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Just as their eyes meet.
Oh, God. Tentacle porn.
Oh, God. Shut up.
Why do you have to go with fucking spaghetti lunch, dude? Why do you have to go spaghetti lunch, you dirty bastard?
Just for you, Justin. Just for you.
If it makes you feel better, I brought Jello.
At least it's not your soggy ass peace pie.
What did he say?
Said he brought Jello. I chose it.
My peace pie was beautiful.
I thought he said he brought an armadillo.
Oh, I should have. I should have brought an armadillo. Good idea.
A four.
So that's a match.
So
all of a sudden, the old man sits down and starts taking notes.
Defenders win matches, right?
Must.
No, it depends on who's trying to overcome what. And the way the spell is phrased, she's trying to overcome his agility.
Whoops.
So that means the entangle wins.
Awesome, possum.
So that will slow him down.
And all we lost was Rael.
Negative two penalty, pace, and skills linked to agility and strength.
Which includes fighting skills.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, you can see wisps of, like, supernatural energy from her. What is it you did to cast the spell? Is it some sort of...
It's the paper.
Oh, right.
Then the chanting. And then the paper flies to him, sticks to it, the magical energy.
Or tries to.
Endeavors to.
Okay, Daniel?
I'll do a little slicey. That would be an 8.
That is a hit.
Bitch!
Now, does it dig in or bounce off?
No, and the most horrible damage ever seen, man.
Bounces off.
Does not
boink.
Bother him much.
You know, this is the way like all my combats go. It's like I can hit him, but I can never do it. It's like, bank. Bank.
Oh, shitty ass thing.
I forgot to sharpen his sword this morning.
It's that wooden sword, dude. I gotta get something better than this.
Kendon.
I will take the sword that I have in hand. I will start up my TK glove, and I will send it into the guy who is shaken.
Roll your weird science roll.
Come on, roll better than my damage. Roll better than my throwing.
Four.
Yeah,
that's
you get
a success.
It.
Okay. And
that'd be, what would the damage be here?
It is, see, curse, the fighting is equal to your arcane skill roll. Its damage is based on the caster's spirit instead of their strength.
Okay.
So go ahead and...
D8.
What type of sword is it?
It's like a short sword.
Oh, so it's it'd be his spirit plus the D6 for the sword.
Okay.
So pretty fucked up shit. I got disconnected, but I still saw Daniel's fucking rolls.
Yeah. Sucked that. I hit him, but I didn't do anything.
Tink.
What's that feat that lets you reroll fucking damage? Take that shit.
Okay, that puts him at a -3. Let me go ahead and throw Benny and see if I can soak it.
Yeah, dude, waste all your bennies on this guy. That totally works for me.
Not nothing. Soaking. So he's at a -3 now. Rael, what was your card?
It was an 8 of spades. I don't know what the fuck is going on right now.
Okay. Well, you are...
I guess I just got disconnected, so...
Yeah, sorry. Well, nothing much has happened to your combat except that Henry threw an axe that went wide and Kendon managed to somehow throw a sword at him.
I want to save my knowledge battle roll for later.
and it's your action.
All right. With the flat of the blade, I'm going to just smack the shit out of him.
Okay, that'll
like,
be
all right. Like I said.
Minus one on the attack.
Okay, give me a second for this to load up here.
Don't flat the blade. This guy's a Benny, or okay. Has Bennies.
I'm going to move on to Protheus for a second. Protheus?
Why not? Fire! Three fire bolts. FO.
Fire magic fizzles.
Damn. that's
probably
that's
pisses
up.
You off.
You can't burn the force down.
So since it got debunked,
there we go.
DM, does that mean I still spent the power points?
Nah, I'll be nice.
Okay.
Especially since you could have made rolls that would have made it so you wouldn't have spent the power points anyway.
So I run up and punch him in the face.
Okay.
Mm.
He's a spirit creature, you know.
He's trying his weakness.
Are you sure you want to try that?
You like it.
Fire didn't work.
My fist of fury with. Little do we know, this guy has an ability that allows him to attack back whenever he goes.
I'm not going to require you to spin the PowerPoints, but you did use the action.
Oh, damn.
Sorry.
It'll be next round you can run.
That's only fair. Rail, have you got it?
Yeah, I screwed the first pooch, so I decided to roll a Benny. And so it's seven.
Seven? That would be a success. Go ahead and roll the damage.
All right. Eight.
Okay. God, I hate to. No, I'm not going to blow that. I'm going to blow another Benny.
Yeah, I get another attack anyway. So
he goes down. Crumples.
Right. Sucker. So, how are you guys doing?
All right. I'm going to tie him up.
Okay.
We took ours out already. How are you guys doing?
I figured the other two were handling the women at this point.
No.
Boy, would you be wrong.
They're not much good for anything else.
Tough talk coming from the elf with no bow.
That entangle gives him a penalty of two on his fighting roll. Is that right?
Yeah.
I look at the axe sitting in the tree. Hanging from a tree limb.
Okay. I was this close to hitting him.
This much.
That's obviously not going to come anywhere close to hitting Daniel. He struggles with the entangle to try to get a strike in. It was about. And doesn't seem to be smiling anymore.
Kind of wasn't expecting that, was he?
New cards are out.
That's more like it. Sucking all over again. I got a nine. I beat the GM. I beat the GM.
What's Sirius?
I got a nine of clubs.
Yeah, nine.
Nine of diamonds.
So who got the queen?
I did.
Okay, Kendon?
Yeah.
Are you doing anything?
What's around?
The guy seems to have gone down. You want to make a notice check?
Okay, one sec. Sorry, guys.
Ah, it's my queen now.
You notice beyond
Rael
and the guy he just took down and stuff, over towards the edge of the clearing area, you notice the woman from the other forest, the spirit woman that's following Henry around.
Yeah.
God.
She's kind of like waving at the mist over on that side, and like she's putting some sort of like crack in it and pulling it apart, and she does this almost Vanna White kind of maneuver while smiling.
Well,
nice.
And as she does, you see the mist kind of thin out enough that you can see the battle going on just beyond that point with Daniel and Sharia and Protheus and something else.
Can I send that sword I got through? Okay, into it? Okay.
Yeah, you can try.
What do I do for...
Is it arcane?
You got to roll your weird size edge power.
Seven.
Okay. Sword flies through him.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And into Daniel. But a seven wouldn't be enough to hit him.
And since it's a missile weapon, I actually get an... I guess that's to my toughness.
It isn't a missile weapon. It's still a melee weapon. So he probably shouldn't have hit last round when I let him, because I wasn't thinking about that. But it's still a sword.
I just didn't know if it counted as like a shooting, you know, like with missile weapons. You only have to hit a four.
It just isn't isn't used like a ranged weapon. You're not throwing or using a trajectory or something. You're swinging, you know, with telekinesis.
Using force.
So, he's obviously, whatever it is intangible, incorporeal.
Okay,
who's next? Okay, so nine of hearts. Protheus.
Why not? I'll go with a punch in the face.
Walk up and roll a fighting check.
A wound level of one.
Yeah, it's a minus one. He manages to duck the punch.
Oh, wait, no. That was a damage roll.
Well,
I have a fighting of D6 and stuff.
So
I may still have a chance.
Okay.
Whoops.
No.
Yeah, fail. Yep, two.
So, no good, huh?
Well, that he ducks. With.
He gives you a really dark look. You can almost see an eye.
I scaled that.
Nine of diamonds. Henry.
Mr. Henry. Okay.
Sir, what is Dwaishi happenings?
You see Daniel and Protheus and the Mortlock woman are embroiled in some sort of battle about 60 feet away from Kermit.
Mm-hmm. Could I get to them in one movement?
Probably not. What is your pace?
Actually, I'm old, so that's a -1 to my pace.
So it's a 5.
So it's a 5?
It's a 5. Oh, it is a 5. I thought it was 5 normally. Okay, so yeah. I'm going to hobble as close as I can.
You can get almost halfway there in one move. If you're doing nothing but moving, if you're taking like a quote-unquote run action, or can you not run? Is that part of the elderly disadvantage too?
No, I'm pretty sure I can still run.
Okay, then you can also add a d6 to that. In any case, you can surely make it more than halfway there.
Okay, I'm going to make it halfway there. I'm going to point at the shadow walker thing, I'm going to say, you.
Whole action.
No. Then I'm going to start spouting out commands. I can't think of exactly what to say right now. The wind's not completely and utterly douchey. So we're going to pretend I have these really awesome commands.
Yeah, but I don't know that they're really going to be helpful in this situation. There's one opponent, and everybody else is in a position to engage them, and you aren't yet.
Really a lot of commands to give. Kill him!
Move around to the rear!
Nine of clubs?
I'm not allowed to roll for tactician?
No, nine of clubs. Who's nine of clubs?
Me.
Not allowed to roll for tactician.
Alright, do I see them biting the Nightwalker?
Being relevant in this situation. What was that? You see the... Yeah.
Do I see them biting the Nightwalker?
Yeah. And Henry seems to have moved right past the past the women to deal with them, and Kinden has engaged as well from a distance.
From my past experience, do I recognize the type of creature that the Nightwalker is?
It's obviously some sort of undead creature, some sort of shade. Other than that, no, it's unique, whatever it is.
I'm going to go ahead and...
Although you have that...
I can run and attack, right?
Yeah, you have that monster lord, that Slayer, yeah. Slayer lore?
Slayer lore.
That could really refer to specific creatures. Go ahead and roll that for me.
Okay.
Nice.
10.
Okay, well, the thing you would guess most specifically applies to things you heard, if this be the same kind of creature you're thinking of, is that fire would be a problem for it. In terms of it would shy away.
Fuckers.
So anyway,
All right. Can I run and make it to him and still attack, or is it gonna be a full run, full action?
No, your pace could get you there.
What's that?
Your pace could get you there.
Okay.
From your position.
I'm going to run, and then do I need to roll my run or no. Doing that? Or
I said your pace can get you there. You don't got to worry about running.
And I'm going to frenzy on the Nightwalker and wild attack and use smite.
Anything else, sir?
He'd like to throw out a couple tokens on his might.
Would you like to dance a little jig while you're at it? Maybe fucking give a lecture at Harvard. Woo!
All right. That was for the Blood Raven activating its power.
Oh, okay.
That's the first one, which is a 9.
That's a success.
And then the second one is a 4.
Not a success.
Okay.
So,
let me do the damage for the first one.
Who's next, by the way? I've got a 7.
16.
Okay, he's going to try to soak it.
It's okay. I've got another turn. Last round of quickness. Unless I tend to continue the power, which hell, I might have to with this particular fucker.
Okay, he soaked it all.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Dirty bastard. All right, round 2. Same deal. All right, so 6, which I imagine probably missed.
Yeah, it's a success.
Oh, it's a success. Hell, cool. And I believe a 4 missed.
Missed.
Yeah, okay. So.
Come back, Justin.
Is it dead yet?
No.
Working on it.
Rael is trying his damnedest.
You didn't kill the shit out of it while I was gone?
He's working on it. He's trying.
Soaked the hell out of it.
I soaked everything he did.
Give him time. Give him time.
Holy cowballs.
13!
Is that for the damage? I'm going to roll his spirit check to get out and shaken. I am not successful. I'm going to use my last Benny to unshake him.
Thank God. At least he's at -1, though, right? Wasn't he wounded before?
He's at -1. He kind of sneers at you a little bit, Rael. As he kind of spins with it, with the attacks, the staff rolling around, doing his best with this weird kind of energy from the Mortlock's entangle, kind of keeping him contained to maneuver and not be hit. He looks back at you, Daniel.
Should have taken the offer, man. You already did me one favor. I'd hate to see it go down like this.
I won't even respond. I don't know what the fuck to say to that.
I sneer at his comment.
Attacks Rael.
Ooh.
What's your parry?
It hits very, very well.
The parry is 6 right now because of fucking frenzy.
Okay, so he hits.
Yeah, he hit me.
Okay.
blasted Nightwalker.
I rolled shitty. What's your toughness?
Yay. 6.
Okay, that's shaken. Go ahead and make a spirit check for me.
Okay. Is that for the shaken or is that for separate?
It's for a separate effect.
Do I get any bonuses?
Does he take a minus on his attack or only on, I mean, on his damage or only on his attack?
Only on his attack.
Just on the attack. Nice.
5.
Oh, good. Okay. You are still shaken. The staff right. seems to pass through you.
Alright, by the way, I'm gonna, like I said earlier, I'm going to continue the quickness spell.
And see, that leaves Mortlock.
Do I need to use a Benny now to get rid of the shaken or on the next?
You can throw a Benny if you want to now, or you can try to roll it off your next turn and then throw a Benny if you fail.
I'll try to roll it next turn.
Okay. I mean, it only matters if, of course, something happens between now and then that you wish you weren't shaken.
Right. Yay. Goody.
Jonica.
Had we determined before that the Nightwalker was immune to normal weapons?
It is resistant, not immune.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and pull my weapons and attempt then.
Going to need to make attacks. That's a long sword and a sword breaker.
Roll them all at once.
Roll the two attacks separately. Well, no, yeah, you do roll them once. Yeah, you would roll a D8, a 2D8 and a D6 for your attack rolls.
She might have him dead right here.
I think you guys are right. All my lucky rolls went into last night.
There. 10.
Okay, that is a success and a raise. So roll your damages and add D6. Roll. That is a success. Roll your damage for your primary weapon and then add D6
as
well.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck stick.
Good. Fucking ones.
It's like we can hit him, but we can't damage him.
Damn it, I'm sorry.
So fucking crazy. No, it's not fault.
Daniel?
All right, I'm going to attempt to hit him. Did those hit? Probably not, huh?
Nope.
With all of us attacking, does he have
a... I'm going to throw a penny.
With all of us attacking...
You have a gang up bonus, yeah. Right. So there's now 3 of you attacking, so that'd be a plus 2, yes.
Forgot all about...
So yeah, Rael, you would have had one more, so keep that in mind next time. You'll have 2 more because there's 2 other people attacking him.
So does a 6 get him?
Yes.
Cool.
So this is 6 is a success. Roll your damage. Don't roll ones.
Yes.
I'm out of bennies. Don't roll ones.
Why did this man try and attack like 6 people at once?
The heartwood sings as you swing it through the air.
So a 9. Just to hopefully penetrate his toughness. That's
another solid hit. He's at a minus 2.
So he runs away in fear and cowardice because he knows he's about to die.
Oh. He's entangled.
Yep, entangled.
Woo!
That means he isn't going to do what that witch did to us for like 5 weeks.
So we need new cards?
Yep, I'm working on it.
New cards?
Okay, Daniel. Shit.
Okay, plus 2 to everything. Holy fuck tits!
He kills it.
Fuck
what
yeah!
The hell? Woo!
That was beautiful, double dude. Ones on damage. Dude. Double ones on damage. Cool.
That was your attack roll?
That's my attack roll, dude.
Fuck it, you destroy him.
Okay, 60, 18, 22 to hit. Oh, and a 23. Well, but the first one.
Yeah.
Plus 2, so 25.
Wait, hold on, you gotta remember. Plus 2 more for gang up bonus. So 27.
Oh, 27. Holy shit.
Oh my god.
Your wooden sword is badass, man. Don't lie.
He screams and hisses loudly enough that it hurts everybody's ears as he dissipates into mist.
Seems about right.
And the luminous mist in the woods dissipates.
I'd say, look at Mortlock and say, as I told you before, we're all going home. I'll go over to the women laying on the ground.
Can we see them now?
Yeah. They are staggered. In fact, at the very moment that this happens, they come out of what a fugue state they were in their minds. So.
Hey, guys. What were you doing?
I walk over to the tied gentleman in the clearing there and basically
he is
drag him over
dead.
To the Lord Captain dead.
Mm-hmm. And crumbling into a skeleton.
Already.
Well, it's better than us magically being here for months at a time while...
So is the elder here and then 2 women? Is that who's here?
The elder, the innkeeper's wife, and a young woman, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll take off my cloak and put it around the elder.
Oh, so everybody gets to see the hair.
And the...
What the fuck?
I don't know about this, you guys.
I'll follow her lead, put my cloak around one of the other women. Seems like the thing to do.
You guys can rescue them at this point and take them back to town.
Okay. Like our horses are gone. And...
I follow the captain's initiative there. I do the same.
No, you find the horses.
Okay, good. Excellent.
Wonderful. Now, what about the sets of bones? Do we see them?
If you go pulling out the one, did you have the other one stored in your pack again?
No. Remember, no. I took them out because I was going to release their souls.
You go looking for them before you leave the forest? Yeah. You don't find them anywhere.
Which would remind me, I think Sharia would eventually remember that Colin came in with them.
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah, he's nowhere to
be. I say a quick prayer to this, and I walk over and tell Sharia about Colin's.
Did any of you guys have weird dreams?
We'll talk about it on the ride. Mount up and head back.